This is Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. I want to talk about Donald Trump. Sorry, I know we've had like almost a blissfully free few hours of him, but he's setting off on his first foreign trip as president this Friday, our time. He's going to be stopping off in, surprisingly to me, major religious capitals in both the Middle East and Europe, then heading up to Brussels and then on to Sicily for some reason. Now, his security advisor, H.R. McMaster, has absolutely talked up the trip. He hasn't shut up about it, to be honest. He's described it as historic, saying, and this is a quote, "No president has ever visited the homelands and holy sites of the Jewish, Christian and Muslim faiths all in one trip. What President Trump is seeking to do is to unite peoples of all faiths around a common vision of peace, progress and prosperity." And hopefully your eyes rolled as hard as mine did when you just heard that. So yeah, he's going from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia to Jerusalem to Vatican City to Brussels, as I said, and then on to Taormina in Sicily. Now, his trip to Israel is going to be, I think, quite interesting. Trump, of course, met with the president of state Palestine this week, Mohammed Abbas, and he tweeted out after the meeting, expressing his hope for a positive relationship with Palestine moving forward, but then promptly deleted the tweet, apparently. I think he said something like, "An honor to host Mahmoud Abbas in the White House today. Hopefully something terrific could come out of it between Palestinians and Israel." Now, Trump seems pretty gung-ho about the idea that his presidency is going to be the one to see peace in the Middle East. He's got Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, apparently on it, along with many, many other things. Jared Kushner, the two favourite things he's been in charge of for me is America's opioid addiction crisis and peace in the Middle East. So, yeah, two things that could get knocked over. But this is the problem, is Trump actually seems to believe that peace in the Middle East is just something no one's tried before, and he's not going to have a problem with it. One of my favourite quotes is, "I want to see peace with Israel and the Palestinians. There's no reason there's not peace between Israel and the Palestinians. None whatsoever." It's an actual Donald Trump quote. And I think if you think there's no reason there's not peace, then you need better security advisors, and maybe HR McMaster needs to have a bit of a sit down with him. But look, the other one that I love is he's also planning to meet the Pope in the Vatican. Now, that could be perhaps a little awkward. Donald Trump has referred to Pope Francis as disgraceful. That was way back during the election campaign when the pontiff suggested that Trump was not a Christian. The pontiff having slight problems with Donald's plan to build a wall on the Mexican border. Look, you know, Frankie, Pope Francis, he's one of the popes who walks the walk and talks the talk. So I think this is going to be a very interesting meeting between the two. Not exactly a meeting of minds on Trump's side, but certainly two meetings of very forceful wills. I look forward to seeing what comes out of that. And finally, he's going to go meet with NATO in Brussels. Now, don't forget that he thinks that NATO's useless, or maybe it's not, or maybe it is, or he's not sure, and maybe people need to pay for it. Maybe they don't. Maybe he just doesn't understand what NATO is really the takeaway from that. He does potentially want to wind back US presence in Europe. Who knows how that's going to go down? But there you have it. That is Donald Trump's itinerary for his first ever foreign trip as president. And do not forget that while he's away, Mike Pence has the reins of the country. And that's possibly even more terrifying than what Donald Trump's going to be saying to people overseas.